One of the main things that users were telling us about this massive city centre park is the lack of facilities. There was nowhere to go to the toilet, there was nowhere to buy any refreshments. We found that lots of the people coming to the park were just passing through, very transient population, and we wanted to provide facilities that encouraged people to actually stay longer in the park. And some of the features that we're restoring are because they're the most significant, they're the most important. You know, a medieval friary remains, scheduled ancient monument, is in the park with an unusual, unique in Wales, Victorian interpretation of it, but there's no site signage to really talk about that to the public, so it's sort of a bit hidden at the moment. Obviously, the iconic animal wall is something that's held very close to people's hearts in Cardiff, and it was in some disrepair, so we wanted to address that. And it was down to feasibility as well. One of the things that was looked at, for example, was the Swiss bridge, which used to come off the castle, the side of the castle, and provide an entrance for the Bute family across the dog feeder and out into the park. That was a wooden structure, and although it was absolutely beautiful, it wasn't felt that it was going to be feasible to actually reintroduce it to the park because it wouldn't have had the longevity by its nature.
Looking back on the first year of the project, how do you feel it's progressing, particularly looking at the Summerhouse kiosk, which is all finished and up and running now?
Yeah, I'm really pleased looking back over the first year. We've completed three major work packages so far in the project. That's been upgrading of the path network from the new access bridge down the eastern side of Cooper's Field, round to the rear of the castle and up Castle Mews. Also the cleaning, repairing and repointing of the iconic animal wall. And as you said, completion of the new Summerhouse kiosk. The kiosk in particular has proved really popular with users, and obviously brand new facility in the park. And it's been nice to see recently in some face-to-face and online user surveys that we've been conducting, a number of really positive comments coming from the public about that facility in particular.
Okay, and looking now to the Nursery Education and Training Centre, what are the benefits do you think the centre are going to bring to the park?
Well, the centre itself is key, really, not only to the success of the restoration project, but also the operational success of the park itself and to the park service. And that's because it provides a venue within which visitors can come in and explore and discover about the diverse history and rich biodiversity of Bute Park. But it's also a space where park staff, for example, the horticultural apprentices, continue to learn their trade and therefore improve our service, and their skills go out across the city. The location of the centre within the existing nursery compound was deliberately chosen so that we could hide the building within the park to minimise the impact on the landscape, but also to sort of balance the use of the site. You get a lot of activity in the southern part of the park at the moment, and that sort of tails off towards the northern end. So having a new facility in that location will also hopefully spread the use into those parts.